Former United States Congressman John Jenrette has died. He was 86. Congressman Jenrette is known for admitting to having sex on the steps of the United States Capitol. His wife was the first one. His wife was the first one to get that out there. Okay. She told Playboy magazine that story. Jenrette is from South Carolina, and he was one of seven members of Congress found guilty as a result of abscam. If you're of a certain age, you might remember this being in the news, an elaborate FBI sting operation that involved undercover agents posing as wealthy Arab sheiks seeking favors for cash. This was in 1979. In fact, they did that movie. What the heck was the movie? American Hustle. American Hustle.
Okay.
That was Jennifer Lawrence and those guys, I think. Wasn't she? Yeah, Jennifer.
Okay. Christian Bale. I saw that. Yes. Yeah, it was kind of a 70s throwback. Yeah.
One of those great Christian Bale movies. Bradley Cooper, Christian Bale, 70s. Jennifer Lawrence, Jeremy Renner. How's that for a cast? Wow. I remember seeing that in the theaters.
I did see that, yeah.
Man, you couldn't tell that was Christian Bale. Anyways, back to Mr. Jenrette, Congressman Jenrette, who recently passed away at the age of 86. He struggled with debt and alcoholism, had a reputation as a womanizer, according to his obit in the Washington Post. He was investigated for campaign finance violations. He was a Democrat, his wife a Republican. And it may have had connections to drug smuggling. He even with all of this swirling around, he was popular back home even after the abscam indictment. He won a primary runoff election less than 2 weeks after he was charged with bribery and conspiracy. He accepted a $50,000 bribe, according to prosecutors. So anyway.
He had sex on the steps of the Capitol.
So he did resign from office. In December, I think of 80, he eventually resigned, served 13 months in prison. And in 1981, his wife, Rita Jenrette, posed for Playboy. And in an article, not naked.
Yeah.
But she had like a feather boa and a brandy glass. Okay. And then did a
classy
and then did a
stay classy, San Diego.
Well, and then she did a story about her husband, about she and her husband and all that, and the abscam thing and what he was like, because he had quite the reputation as we just documented here. She said late one night, she and her husband went to the west front of the Capitol and made love on the marble steps that overlooked the monuments.
Brad and John at KISM.com, the weirdest place, nothing else, all I want's the place. I don't want the time, I don't want any details, just the location.
Oh, jeez. Don't do it. Don't send pictures.
No, nope, just one word, the location.
And then
that's all I'll
ask you if you believe it, because you know we're going to have liars all over the place.
I know.
People are going to lie about stuff.
Someone told you on the steps of the Capitol,
I'd say you're lying. I'd say you are lying. But, hold on
My
here.
Wife will corroborate the story.
So, well, she's the one. She told Playboy magazine.
Yeah, I did.
And then he didn't.
So what?
Then he didn't deny it.
What are you
going
to do, take away my birthday?
They asked him, and he said, it's something I've always wanted to do.
That's right.
All right. But then.
It's gavel time.
Okay, but then 20 years later, she said, oh, yeah, I made that whole thing up. And then they went back to him. They were divorced. They went back to him, and he said, no, she didn't make that up. We actually did that.
Yeah, I did that.
So she maybe, like she with her new husband, she felt like she had
Oh, yeah, well, it's hard to talk about the good old days.
She had to shoot that down and say, no, I was making
that. Oh, no, that was all for the article. Yeah. That was Playboy. Yeah. They took some creative license with that.
So I know you don't remember, you don't even remember this guy's name anymore or anything. All you remember is I told you a story about a congressman who had sex on the steps of the United States Capitol with his wife. John Jenrette passed away the other day at the age of 86. He is the individual, former congressman, we are talking about.
We had a we had some company over the weekend, and they fly back and forth quite a bit to Costa Rica, and they got the Mile High thing done. I'm like, are you serious? They said, yep, got that done. I was surprised.
What size are these people? That...
Yeah, he's like, the bathroom was not easy. Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah. Your National Weather Service forecast.
But once the cart went up the aisle, you know, the cart's blocking air. No one's coming back here. This is our chance.
Oh, I guess that's probably,
That's how they did it.
That's probably the key to
sitting in
to
the
doing
back.
That
cart
is...
goes past you. Nobody's coming this way.
But then when you do it, do both of you leave at the same time, or does one leave and then the other?
Yeah.
And if you are in line and two people walk out of there, you going in there? You're not going in there. You're not, no matter how bad
I'll
you
wait
have
for the
to
other
go,
one. Can I go up to first class?
You're going
to,
yeah. You'll bust a window before you'll go into that scene.
Yeah.
Your National Weather Service forecast. It's rain today and a high of 50. You answer the phones. The phones are ringing. You,
I said emails. I don't want to hear details.
Yeah, you answer.
I said location. One word. That's all I wanted. One word from Wendy. Canoe. That's difficult. That would be hard to do, I think, in a canoe.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And was it on the water at the time? Because, or was it on top of the vehicle? That's, you know. Yeah, and it was still in the carrier on top of our Jeep Cherokee.
Canoe.
Okay.